Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 9 Vande Bharat trains today to improve connectivity in 11 states. Prime Minister Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says every panchayat to have a primary agricultural credit society. 3 lakh societies to be formed in the next 5 years. Heavy rainfall likely to continue over Bihar, Jharkhand, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India clinches 2 silver. Women's trio in 10-meter air rifle and men's double rowing team secure medals. And in cricket, India to take on Australia in the second ODI of the 3-match series at Holkar International Stadium in Indore at 1:30 p.m. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 9 Vande Bharat trains today via video conferencing. These new Vande Bharat trains are a step towards realizing the Prime Minister's vision of improving connectivity across the country and providing world-class facilities to rail passengers. These 9 trains will boost connectivity across 11 states. These are Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Bihar, West Bengal, Kerala, Odisha, Jharkhand and Gujarat. The new trains that will be flagged off include Udaipur-Jaipur Vande Bharat Express, Tirunelveli-Madurai-Chennai Vande Bharat Express, Hyderabad-Bengaluru Vande Bharat Express and Jamnagar-Ahmedabad Vande Bharat Express. These Vande Bharat trains will be the fastest trains along the routes of their operation and will help save considerable time for the passengers. As compared to the current fastest train along the route, the Rourkela-Bhubaneswar-Puri Vande Bharat Express and Kasargod-Thiruvananthapuram Vande Bharat Express will be faster by about 3 hours. Hyderabad-Bengaluru Vande Bharat Express will be faster than the current fastest train by more than 2.5 hours. In line with the Prime Minister's vision to improve the connectivity of important religious places across the country, Rourkela-Bhubaneswar-Puri Vande Bharat Express and Tirunelveli-Madurai-Chennai Vande Bharat Express will connect important religious towns of Puri and Madurai. The Vijayawada-Chennai Vande Bharat Express will operate via the Reniguntla route and will provide connectivity to the Tirupati Pilgrimage Center. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Vande Bharat Express rail service in the Tirunelveli-Chennai-Egmore-Tirunelveli sector. This is the second Vande Bharat service to the state of Tamil Nadu after Coimbatore, the Manchester of the state. We have more from our correspondent.
Vande Bharat offers faster and enhanced connectivity which will benefit people travelling for pilgrimage, business, education, healthcare and other travel needs. The newly introduced train will help save considerable travel time for the passengers. As compared to existing train services along the route, the service of Tirunelveli-Chennai Vande Bharat Express will be faster by more than 2 hours. The maiden journey will begin from Tirunelveli towards Chennai Egmore at 12:30 p.m. today. The train passes through Kovilpatti, Virudhunagar, Madurai, Dindukal, Tiruchi, Viluppuram and Tambaram. In the return direction, the train will leave Chennai Egmore at 2:50 p.m. and reach Tirunelveli at 10:40 p.m. It will stop at Tambaram, Viluppuram, Tiruchi, Dindukal, Madurai and Virudhunagar. With Anand Kumar, this is Joy for Akashwani News, Chennai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 105th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, an Akashwani website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of Akashwani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Since the 3rd of October 2014, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been addressing the citizens of the country through his Mann Ki Baat program. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah said that every panchayat will have a primary agricultural credit society's PACS and thus in the next 5 years, 3 lakh PACS will be formed in the country. He was delivering his address at the prestigious Lakshman Rao Inamdar Memorial Lecture organized by Mumbai University and Sahakar Bharati in Maharashtra yesterday. The minister said the role of PACS will be multidimensional and it can discharge functions of dairy, fishermen society, run a petrol pump, cooking gas agency and even cheap food grain and medical shops. We have more from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah said that everyone remembers Sri Lakshman Rao with utmost respect among the prominent national leaders of the cooperative sector. He said that among all these leaders, Sri Inamdar was the only one who was neither a member nor an office bearer of any cooperative society. Yet, he contributed significantly to the cooperative sector. Sri Shah said that Sri Lakshman Rao Inamdar possessed intellectual rigor when it came to the principles and essence of cooperation. And he used this to address and eradicate prevailing shortcomings within the cooperatives. Sri Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has created a separate Ministry of Cooperation in the country to give a new life and momentum to the cooperative sector. Bhavna Gokhale, AIR News, Mumbai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday met his Egyptian counterpart Sameh Shoukry in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated the warm words of Mr. Shoukry for the Indian presidency of G20. Both took stock of the great progress in the bilateral cooperation. The External Affairs Minister said 2023 has been a landmark year in the India-Egypt ties and both nations committed to take it forward. Dr. Jaishankar also met the Foreign Minister of Uganda, Odongo Jeje. The External Affairs Minister fondly recalled his visit to Uganda. He expressed happiness about the progress of various bilateral initiatives. India offered its fullest support on Uganda's upcoming NAM and G77 presidencies. Dr. Jaishankar met his counterpart from Cyprus, Konstantinos Kombos. The External Affairs Minister conveyed best wishes to President Nikos Christodoulidis. They talked about follow-up steps to his visit last December. He said India's interest in the Mediterranean is steadily growing. Dr. Jaishankar said Cyprus will always be a valued partner. He also met the Foreign Minister of Guinea-Bissau, Carlos Pereira. They discussed expanding the development partnership and enhancing trade and investment. Dr. Jaishankar also called on Prime Minister of Cambodia, Hun Manet. The External Affairs Minister conveyed warm greetings to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. They discussed the progress of the development partnership and noted the expanding defense and cultural cooperation. They also exchanged views on Myanmar. Bhutan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tandi Dorji, congratulated India for the remarkable success of the G20 summit held in Delhi. He praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the External Affairs Minister for their adept diplomacy in achieving unanimous consensus on the comprehensive joint declaration on the opening day of the G20 summit and the launch of the India-Middle East-Europe corridor. While addressing the India UN for Global South Delivering for Development event in New Delhi, Tandi Dorji said that the G20 summit marked a significant milestone with the inclusion of the African Union as a permanent member. He called India's ties with the Global South dynamic and multifaceted. The district authorities in Kozhikode have decided to resume regular classes in all educational institutions from tomorrow, except in containment zones where classes in online mode will continue. A decision in this regard was taken by District Collector A. Geeta, taking into account the reduction of Nipah positive cases in the district. Students, teachers and other officials reaching educational institutions have been asked to wear masks and make use of sanitizers. Meanwhile, State Health Minister Veena George said community surveillance will continue as part of the steps taken to control Nipah infection in the district. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Bihar, Jharkhand, South Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and Northeast India today. It said heavy rainfall is also expected in Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and Chhattisgarh today. Kurdawanpur in the Begusarai district of Bihar recorded the highest 32 centimeters of rainfall yesterday. IMD said conditions are becoming favorable for the withdrawal of the southwest monsoon from parts of West Rajasthan from tomorrow. It said the low-pressure area is likely to form over the North Andaman Sea and adjoining East Central Bay of Bengal by around this month. It is likely to move west-northwestwards with the possibility of gradual intensification. In Punjab, farmers are facing losses due to floods during the current monsoon season. The state has witnessed heavy rains and flooding across over 2.4 lakh hectares in the state where farmers had already planted paddy. We have a report.
In the state, more than 6 lakh acres of paddy cultivated area in 19 districts was affected due to flood, and out of this, 2 lakh acres assessed for re-sowing. At many places, farmers have re-sowed paddy, but in several parts of affected districts, including Fazilka, Firozpur, Kapurthala, Tarantaran and Jalandhar, re-sowing could not be done as the fields are still filled with the soil and sand. Now, the sowing of the next wheat crop is also likely to be affected because normally paddy harvesting begins in the month of October, but in many districts the paddy crop is not ready and fresh rainfall has once again affected the crop. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Asian Games, India claims 2 silver medals today at Hangzhou in China. In shooting, India grabbed its first medal. The Indian women's 10-meter air rifle team comprising Mehuli Ghosh, Ramita and Ashi Choksi bagged silver medal with a collective score of 1,886. With these scores, Ramita and Mehuli made it to the finals in individual section. However, China claimed the gold medal with 1,896.6 points. In rowing, India secured silver medal in the lightweight men's double sculls event. Arjun Lal Jat and Arvind Singh, representing India, finished score with a timing of 6:28:18. In women's cricket, India is 23 in 5 overs against Bangladesh in the second innings at the 19 Asian Games at Hangzhou. Bangladesh won the toss and opted to bat first. India had a stellar start and bowled out Bangladesh at the score of mere 51. In the quarterfinals, due to its superior seeding, the Indian women's cricket team advanced to the semifinals of the Asian Games 2023 after rain washed out the quarterfinal match against Malaysia in Hangzhou. The boxing events at Hangzhou Asian Games in China are scheduled to start today. India's world champion boxer Nishat Zareen will open her Asian Games 2023 campaign today against Vietnamese boxer Nguyen Thi Tham. Zareen will face Republic of Korea's Chorong Bak in the second round if she beats Tham. Indian men's and the women's table tennis teams are shining in the Asian Games as they continue their winning streak. Yesterday, the women's table tennis team of Dia Parag Chitale and Ahia Mukherjee and Sutitra Mukherjee registered a comfortable 3-0 win over Nepal. And in cricket, India will face Australia in the second game of the 3-match ODI series at the Holkar International Stadium in Indore today. The match will start at 1:30 in the afternoon. Men in blue will be eager to clinch the series by securing another win, while Australia will aim to bounce back and level the series. Already leading the test in the T20 chart, India have now become the top-ranked side in all the 3 formats of the game. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. India goes ballistic on terror as it cracks down on Khalistani terrorists, headline Sunday Pioneer. India slams Pak for Kashmir rant at UNGA and asks to vacate occupied area and act on terror is the top story in the Sunday Tribune. Mobile internet back in Manipur is the front page story in Hindu. Covid panel meets to seek views of parties on simultaneous polls, says the Sunday Express. PM lays foundation stone of first international cricket stadium Varanasi, reports Sunday Statesman. Hopes and spirits high at Hangzhou is a box item story in Sunday Times as 19th Asian Games open in the Chinese city. Chips stacked in India's favour, says Financial Express, as 2 more semiconductor projects to be finalised in the next few months after Micron. And finally, ABVP wins 3 of 4 seats on DUSU Central Panel, reports Hindustan Times. With that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 9 Vande Bharat trains today to improve connectivity in 11 states. Prime Minister Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah says every panchayat to have a primary agricultural credit society. 3 lakh societies to be formed in the next 5 years. Heavy rainfall likely to continue over Bihar, Jharkhand, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India clinches 2 silver. Women's trio in 10-meter air rifle and men's double rowing team secure medals. And in cricket, India to take on Australia in the second ODI of the 3-match series at Holkar International Stadium in Indore at 1:30 p.m. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.